one thing that Kagan and de Saint Croix agree upon, even though they assign different responsibilities to the war or how inevitable it was, is that Sparta is a conservative, regressive, oppressive society. The Spartans lack the imagination of the Athenians, and they're really somewhat at a loss to explain the simple fact that the Spartans won the war. And most of their writing after dealing with the outbreak of the Peloponnesian War is trying to explain, how did Athens lose the war rather than how did Sparta win the war? And I think in this course, we'll try to answer both of those questions. And that question of why the Spartans won the war is something that scholars very often don't think much about. It's there. Nonetheless, you have to realize that this land power, Sparta, managed to launch a fleet and defeat the Athenians in their own element. And in that sense, Sparta stands up very well as a military power and stands up as well as the Roman Republic, which did the same thing to Carthage in the Punic Wars. That is, in both of those great conflicts of antiquity, it was the land power, the supposedly more conservative, the less progressive, the economically more conservative, that in the end launched the fleets that won these great conflicts and forever after transformed their societies. And that's a point we'll be addressing. So that doesn't come through in this interpretation. The most recent work on the issue, and it was only published not that long ago in 2005, is A War Like No Other. And it's been penned by Victor Hansen, who has written a very fine work on Greek combat warfare and what it was like to experience Greek combat. And he's got a set of important, you know, scholarly articles behind it. But this book, A War Like No Other, is aimed for a general audience, particularly people who are involved in making policy, for those who would be framing strategy in the military schools, for newspaper reporters, for people who want sound bites in order to justify a position by getting a historical sound bite. Hansen is also concerned about how this war might tell us something about the current struggle with fundamentalist Islam, the issues of the civil war in Lebanon, the whole breakdown of structures in the Middle East. And he strives to present a position that the Peloponnesian War is a guide, a potential guide to what happens. And in his analysis, Sparta really suffers. Sparta ends up becoming almost a caricature. It is a regressive society. It is not even Western, quote unquote, as he defines it. That is, in the great tradition of Western civilization. It becomes, in effect, almost an alien society. And the Spartans come off the worst of all interpretations in Hansen's work. And I think that does a disjustice, an injustice to the Spartans, because the Spartans more than adapted to the conditions of the war. And there's two points that Hansen tends to forget in this, and that is Sparta is more than just the single city-state that is studied as a regressive society. She stood at the head of a great league that bound together much of southern and central and northern Greece. And its axis is the great Gulf of Corinth, which bisects the Greek world. There's a small isthmus called the Isthmus of Corinth. The Peloponnesus is in the south where Sparta is located, but there's central Greece. That axis, that economic, political axis, religious axis is controlled by Sparta in a league. And the Aegean world, that is the sea regions of the islands, the shores of Asia Minor, that was Athens' domain. And Sparta was therefore much more than just the city-state. And that tends to be forgotten in many of these accounts, particularly in Hansen's account. The second obvious point about this with the Spartans is they won the war. And they were able to adapt these supposedly conservative institutions and overcome the Athenians, whatever the Athenian mistakes were. And that is a point that is necessary to consider, because when you really look at the war and you study all of its ramifications, what comes out is that Athens and Sparta were far more alike than unlike, and that modern interpretations to understand our own dilemmas have drawn a dichotomy between Sparta and Athens, which is often too overdrawn. Athenians and Spartans were Greeks. They lived in the city-state, the way Greeks defined themselves. They worshiped the same gods. When they swore oaths at treaties, they intended to keep those oaths. There were religious justifications and traditions that bound them all together. They fought with a type of fighting we call the hoplite warfare. They shared in that. Even in naval warfare, there are variations on the same. So you're pitting two city-states that are different by degree rather than opposing economic, political, ideological systems. And that's an important point to stress in looking at this conflict and understanding why it came about, why it was fought for so long, and in a way, why the Spartans won and why the Athenians lost.